Speaking at a commencement of graduating teachers, I said that my whole message could be summed up in fewer than 50 words uttered by Goethe nearly two centuries ago. If you treat a person as he is, he will stay as he is. But if you treat him as if he were what he ought to be and could be, he will become what he ought to be and could be. This applies to most pupils everywhere, and the best teacher is not one who crams the most into a pupil, but one who gets the most out of one. Education is a process not of filling up people like sausage into a casing, but of drawing out from people the potentialities hidden even from themselves. And Goethe's sage comment applies to far more than teachers and pupils. I'm constantly surprised at how many parents stereotype their own children at a certain age and persist in regarding them in the same light year after year so that the children lose the motivation to change. Actually, children themselves do the same with their friends. Once a child receives a certain reputation among his classmates, their usual responses almost force him to maintain the same role, and it is very difficult, if not impossible, to reverse the early image. This is why, by the way, so many children in the later grades want to change schools and cannot give their parents any sensible reason. They are ashamed to admit of the fact that they would like to break out of the mould in which they were cast at an early age and seek a new personal identity for themselves. In marriage as well, the mates regard one another only as the persons they were when they first got married, so that efforts to develop and change are met with puzzlement, scorn, or resentment. We feel most comfortable, even with those we presumably care for, when we can put people into pigeonholes and keep them there. There is something valuable to be learned here from a good coach or trainer who regards his charge not as the person he is, but as if he were about to become the person he ought to be and could be, in Goethe's words. The coach works with the potentialities, not only with the actualities, and recognizes that the desire to develop and improve is as vital a part of the person as his physical or mental makeup. Most people, I am convinced, have a capacity to rise to the level of expectations and to become more than they were. But this capacity, except in unusual cases, is as easily discouraged as encouraged. People are most likely to sink back into themselves when they perceive that their teachers, their parents, or their friends persist in ignoring or rejecting an effort to shed the old skin and what William James called twice born. Only the most aggressive and determined can accomplish this against odds. The rest need help.